Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Mike Boshi. Beavers take on the University of Mary Marauders this weekend. We talked a little offense, a little defense in the first segment, coach. You are still a very good rebounding team. Who right now is your best rebounder?
Well, it kind of goes back and forth, I think, with Cody and Derek. There's a, you know, early in the year against Mankato, whoever was on, the big fella down there, I can't remember his name now all of a sudden, but his responsibility was just to block him out, not really pursue rebounds, but to keep him from getting offensive rebounds, which were killers for us. I think Derek and Cody go back and forth. I think Derek is a little, or as Cody's a little bit more athletic than Derek, but Derek uses his body really well too. So both those guys are doing a pretty good job.
How are you doing on limiting offensive rebounds for the opponent this year?
Well, Moorhead wasn't great. It hurt us. They got on Saturday again, the game that's more in my mind, they hit two, if not three, big threes on kickout offensive rebounds. You know, that's 9 points right there. If we just take care of the board, block out a little bit better, and have a little bit more urgency in going to get it, it's going to help solve some of our ailments. So we work on it all the time. We watch film on it, and hopefully that continues to get better as well.
Our player profile earlier tonight was with Dalton Albrecht, redshirt freshman. He's got a pretty big frame. What did that redshirt year do for him?
I think quite a bit, mentally and physically. He got himself into a position where he's strong enough to play both positions, I think, inside. He played really well in Mankato, I felt like, in limited role. He got sick last week. He was sick on Wednesday and Thursday with flu-like symptoms. So we played him on Friday. Coming off that, he was negative with the COVID, negative with some other sicknesses that we tested him for, but he didn't play quite as well. He just didn't have the spunk, the energy that we normally get from him. So hopefully he can bounce back this week and play with a little bit more energy out there. But he's come a long way. He's bouncy as heck. He can shoot the three. He hasn't shown that he can shoot the three very well yet this year, but he's another one that can really shoot it. He rebounds extremely well. If any guard gets switched up on him, he dominates that guard. He'll dominate him in any game that we play, dominates in practice. So I really expect a lot of good things from him moving forward.
How are some of the other puzzle pieces that you've got on your roster able to create some matchup problems offensively and defensively? How many guys do you have that are versatile enough to be able to guard multiple different positions?
You know, obviously not as many as I'd like. I mean, that's something that, you know, Colton Roderick coming in next year from Alexander is a 6'5 guard, that he's going to be able to do that as well. We were hoping Dalton would be able to, I think, in the recruiting process, because he was a long, lanky kid. But he bulked up a little bit, and I don't mind that. I think he could be a really special four-man. You know, he's about 210 to 215 pounds right now, and he's plays bigger than that. I think he'll continue to just be a post player for us. But, you know, the 6'5 wing guard forward types are really valuable in our league, and you know, we're going to continue to try to recruit as many of those guys as we can. But we have players that can play multiple positions, though, you know, maybe not at that size, but, you know, Momo can be a one or two. Griffin Chase is kind of in that mold a little bit, and Griffin's kind of our Swiss utility knife because he can play, you know, the one through the four, a small ball four at times. You know, he did that last year some as well. They're a big part, I think, of successes of lots of good teams. The more guys you can get that are 6'4", 6'5", that can play multiple positions, because they can take you off the dribble, they can shoot the three, they can post up smaller guards, and that's obviously really valuable.
You marry about mid-pack in most categories, offensively and defensively. Where do they cause matchup problems for you?
Well, they're a big kid, Cracklow, a Minnesota kid that, you know, not many of us recruited too hard. He's a nightmare now. He's, you know, 6'8", 6'9". He's very, very difficult to guard one-on-one. Cody and Derek will have their hands full. We might have to give help from different areas on both nights, just to kind of keep him guessing if we're going to come, and maybe make him feel not quite as comfortable as he normally would if we just left him on an island one-on-one. So we'll have to come from some different areas to help out on him, but because he's a difference maker now. He was good last year. He was caused a lot of problems, but I think he's taken his game up another level this year as well.
Best of luck tonight.
All right, sounds good, Chelsea. Appreciate it.
Mike Boshi, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.